Hey there, stress makes soldiers, fam. Hunter Rivers here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. You know that feeling when you're carrying around a heavy bag of grudges? Like you've got this invisible weight pulling you down? Yeah, me too. But what if I told you there's a way to lighten that load, to actually feel lighter and freer? That's right, today we're diving into the powerful act of forgiveness and letting go of those grudges that are dragging us down. Forgiveness isn't about condoning hurtful actions, it's about releasing the grip they have on you. It's about choosing to not let someone else's mistakes dictate your happiness and peace. Think of it like this. Holding onto a grudge is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. Now, I get it, forgiveness isn't always easy. Sometimes it feels impossible, especially when we've been deeply hurt. But trust me, letting go doesn't mean forgetting or condoning what happened. It's about recognizing that holding on to anger and resentment is only hurting you. It's like carrying around a hot coal, waiting to burn yourself. Here are 5 key takeaways that can help you on this journey. 1. Understand the power of forgiveness. Think of forgiveness as a superpower. It doesn't mean forgetting or excusing what happened, it means choosing not to let those past hurts control your present and future. By forgiving, you're essentially breaking free from the chains of anger and resentment, allowing yourself to heal and move forward. Imagine a weight being lifted off your shoulders, that's the freedom forgiveness can bring. 2. Recognize your own role. Sometimes, we hold grudges because we feel like victims, but remember, everyone makes mistakes. Take a moment to reflect on your own actions. Were there any choices you made that contributed to the situation? Acknowledging our own role doesn't diminish the hurt we've experienced, it simply allows us to see things from a broader perspective and take ownership of our part in the story. 3. Practice empathy. Ever heard the saying, walk a mile in someone else's shoes? Putting yourself in another person's position can be incredibly powerful. Try to understand their motivations, their fears, their experiences, even if you don't agree with them. This doesn't mean condoning their actions, it simply means cultivating compassion and understanding, which can make the process of forgiveness a little easier. 4. Forgive for yourself. Forgiveness isn't primarily about the other person, it's about freeing yourself from the shackles of anger and resentment. Holding on to grudges poisons our own hearts and minds, preventing us from experiencing true joy and peace. By forgiving, we choose to prioritize our own well-being, allowing ourselves to heal and move forward with lightness and grace. 5. Start small. Forgiveness doesn't have to happen overnight. It's a process that takes time and effort. Start by practicing forgiveness in small ways, letting go of minor annoyances, releasing anger towards yourself, or extending kindness to someone who has wronged you. As you become more comfortable with forgiving smaller things, it will become easier to forgive larger hurts. Okay, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine Sarah has been feeling crushed lately because her best friend betrayed her trust. She's angry, hurt, and constantly replaying the hurtful events in her head. It's like she's stuck on repeat, unable to move forward. But Sarah decides to take a step back and try practicing forgiveness. She doesn't condone what happened. Instead, she chooses to understand that her friend might have been struggling with their own issues. By choosing to let go of the anger, Sarah slowly starts feeling lighter. The weight she's been carrying begins to ease, and she can finally see things more clearly. This isn't about forgetting or excusing, it's about releasing the grip those past hurts had on her life. It's a powerful act of self-love, choosing to prioritize her own well-being and happiness. So remember, fam, forgiveness isn't a sign of weakness, it's a sign of strength. It takes courage to let go, but the freedom you gain is worth every ounce of effort. Keep your heads up, your spirit strong, and don't forget, practice makes perfect. Don't just take my word for it, share this episode with someone who might benefit from hearing these words. Leave a review if you feel inspired, or join the conversation on social media using #StressMakesSoldiers. Until next time, keep crushing it, soldiers.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.